Senator Darline Graham thanks Sophie Cunningham for opposing trans athletes in women's sports, took guts. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 25, 2026. Senator Darline Graham Norden, RSC, thanked WNBA star Sophie Cunningham for speaking out about how she opposes biological men competing in women's sports, stating that it took a lot of guts. In a post on X, Chad Pregram, who serves as the chief congressional correspondent for Fox News, shared a statement from Graham in which she shared how she was a volleyball mom who has traveled with her daughter's team and knows how dangerous it is to have boys playing in girls' sports. "I want to thank Sophie Cunningham for speaking out and make it clear that I could not agree more," Graham Norden said. "What she said took a lot of guts. It's sad but true that in today's world, and particularly on this issue, common sense is not common." Graham Norden continued, "I am a volleyball mom who has traveled with my daughter and her team throughout South Carolina and the Southeast. I know how dangerous it is to have boys playing in girls' sports." Graham Norden also spoke about an incident that happened in North Carolina to a young female volleyball player, and how it truly hits home for her. "As a mother, thank you to Ms. Cunningham for speaking out," Graham Norden continued. "I truly appreciate you adding your voice to this important debate. Our daughters will be the ones who benefit from your words and voice." Graham Norden's comments come after Cunningham, in an interview with ESPN, shared that she has received a lot of negative feedback about her hating trans. Cunningham added that she wants to protect young girls in a locker room, or young girls participating in sports from having to compete against biological men. "I got a lot of negative feedback about me hating trans," Cunningham said. "And I'm like, I never once said that. I think that I am here to extend love. But I also think with that love is truth, being honest. And I want to protect young girls in a locker room, or young girls in sport who shouldn't have to go against biological men."